This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
We know from Scripture that faith and hope are inextricably linked. In fact, in Hebrews 11:1, we are given a definition of faith. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. But if you read Webster's dictionary, it has its primary meaning of faith as this: allegiance to duty or a person, loyalty. An offshoot of that definition is this: fidelity to one's promises. But if you keep reading, you will find this definition: belief and trust in and loyalty to God. Belief in the traditional doctrines of a religion. Firm belief in something for which there is no proof. Complete confidence, something that is believed, especially with strong conviction, especially a system of religious beliefs. As usual, God says what he has to say in few words, while it takes the world lots of words to try to say the same thing. The world meanders around through the alphabet and eventually comes up with a meaning, usually several different meanings, for the same word. God, on the other hand, comes right to the point. But sometimes the definition of one word encompasses the meaning of another word. As in this case, it is important to know the definition of hope also. In the New Testament, hope means to expect with desire, or desire of some good with expectation of obtaining it. There are many scriptures that tell us our hope is in the Lord. Even in the Old Testament, that is made clear. And in the Gospels, the word hope is found only twice, once when quoting from the Old Testament, and in John 5:45, where Jesus says, "But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set." In fact, in the Gospels, Jesus calls attention to himself, not to a coming Messiah. He did not use the word hope so that it would not deter anyone from accepting him as the looked-for and hoped-for Messiah. He did not say, "Look forward to what is coming." He said in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me." As mentioned before, there are many scriptures that tell us our hope is in Jesus. As seen above, the Jews set their hopes on Moses. We set our hope on Jesus. That brings up the difference between law and faith, between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. What I mean is, the Jews are still hoping for the first coming of the Messiah. Our hope has been realized. We are, however, still hoping for his coming again. We know there will be a second coming when the whole world will see him. But Paul speaks of another coming, what we call the rapture, and that also is our hope. It is a coming during which he will take his bride, the church, past and present, to be with him, to be where he is. At this coming, the world will not see him. This is an event for us only. By us, I mean those who have put their faith in him, those who, as Jesus put it, have overcome. When this will take place, no one knows except God. But we hope for it, and that is where faith comes in. There is one more reference to hope that is important to remember. Paul speaks of it in what is known as the love chapter. He describes or defines love in great detail. Then he says, "The imperfect will disappear when perfection comes." But then he says this in 1 Corinthians 13:13. "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." In other words, these three represent perfection. That makes perfect sense when you consider that it could be said that faith represents the Holy Spirit, hope represents the Son, and God the Father is, of course, love. Once more, here is the definition of faith. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This helps to give more understanding to these words of Jesus found in John 20:29, which says, "Then Jesus told him, 'Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. That is hope, and that is faith, in a nutshell. When we have hope, and remember, hope will remain, we also have faith, and that is how we overcome the world. These two concepts are so tied together that you can't really have one without the other. Faith is the result of hope. Hope brings about faith. In other words, if you truly hope, it leads to faith. If you have faith, it is some hope that you have faith in. That is why it is so important to have hope and to never forget where, or I should say in whom, that hope is found. Scripture is full of hope. That is one reason to just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.